So I'm wandering around in a department store, okay? And because this is just what I do with my free time. Wander around aimlessly in a place where Big Brother God and Sam Walton come together in this holy trinity of euphoric commercial heroin and inspire entire Mexican families and fat ladies riding the cripple carts to blow their welfare checks on useless shit they don't need. I love watching this shit. It's better than HBO. So I'm wandering through this place and wondering if I should try to dangle Krispy Kremes on strings in front of the cripple carts and watch the fat ladies just run over everything trying to get to them, you know? And I get to the video section. And hey, I like movies, right? I do. So I figured, hey, I'd see if they have any good movies. And so I'm looking through the aisle of movies, the hundreds of millions of fucking movies, and I see Cinderella Part 2. Disney's Cinderella Part fucking 2. And I thought, oh, no. This is a joke. This is a fucking Satan is playing a joke on me. I'm actually in hell. I got run over by a fat lady and all the Mexican children sold my organs on the black market, and now I'm in hell, and Satan is going to appear any second now and say, oh, we fooled you. You're actually in hell. Now set yourself on fire, motherfucker. And I did a double take. I looked back and I saw it, and it wasn't a joke. It was Cinderella Part 2 sitting on the shelf, and it felt like white hot forks were being stabbed in my face. And I grabbed the movie and I said, damn you, Hollywood. Why must you make my face burn with your money-grubbing corporate shit? And I threw it on the floor and I started puking on it. And some cashier bitch comes up and says, sir, you're gonna have to pay for that. And I said, fuck you, homegirl. I'll pay for it with your blood. And I broke the bitch over my knee and threw her steaming, greasy entrails all over the shelf of Cinderella Part 2. And then the Mexicans came and started eating it. And I stood on top of a shelf, raising my blood-stained hands to the heavens and laughing maniacally, mocking God's foul creation because I hated it that fucking much. Cinderella Part 2. If there was... Okay, remember at the end of Cinderella, remember what did they say? Do you remember what they said? It said, and they lived happily ever after, right? Happily ever after. The end. Nothing can come after happily ever after. It's over. It's done. It's finished. It's like Richard Pryor's sex life, okay? It is over. Ladies and gentlemen, the fat lady has now sang, okay? It's the end. Cinderella does not go on. She stops as soon as they ride off into the sunset. She is immortal. What the fuck are you gonna put in a sequel? We don't want to see Cinderella going through menopause. We don't want to see Cinderella getting addicted to soap operas and drinking bourbon until you can see the varicose veins through the fucking glass slippers. We don't want to see her get frigid and start boffing that old horse when Prince Charming isn't around, okay? These things don't happen to Cinderella. They don't, because she rode off into the sunset and the fucking end. The end. Why are these dipshits fucking with our stories? And it's not like this is some Michael Crichton shit that everyone's gonna forget about in a year and a half, you know? This is Cinderella. This is a classic that's withstood 300 years of history, but whoops, fuck you 300 years of history. Say hello to Hollywood, where some hotshot corporate exec is gonna fuck you over for a few bucks. These idiots should be killed until they are dead, alright? I wanna grab stacks of $100 bills and start stuffing them down Michael Eisner's throat. You want it, bitch? Eat it! Eat your Cinderella 2 money until you choke on it, you fuck, because it's blood money. You killed Cinderella, now you're gonna eat blood money until you perish a lot. What stupid bastard is gonna take a timeless classic and make a sequel for it? Why not just take that's what I'm gonna do. Fuck yeah, that's exactly. I'm going to paint the Mona Lisa Part 2. It's the Mona Lisa for the new generation. Check out Mona in her hip new Hot Topic threads. Yeah, I'm gonna make the Mona Lisa Part 2, and she's gonna have that same little smile, but I'm gonna make her bent over and taking it up the ass from some faceless, nameless fuck wearing an American flag, because if we can rape Cinderella, then it's not too good for Mona Lisa, right? Hey, the Bible Part 2. Fuck yeah. I'll write a sequel to the Bible, and we can worship that one. And then, oh, fuck. Wait a minute. They already did that. Silly fucking me. Well, are you gonna put up with this shit? Because I'm not. Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I'm not gonna put up. I'm not gonna stand around and watch our most cherished stories be slaughtered in the cogs of the corporate machine, okay? I'm gonna start burning some fucking video stores. That's what I'm gonna do. Hey, Hollywood, stop making stupid fucking sequels, okay? I've got an idea for you. How about hiring some people who can write worth a shit and making some new stories instead of destroying timeless shit that's already been written? You can't make something worth a crap if you're only adding to stories that have already been written and destroying their integrity in the process. And you know what? If this shit continues, I'm gonna put me on some glass slippers and kick you square in the nuts. This is 2, not Part 2, The Ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.